Samaritans, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Would you like to share your
Christine
name?
Rizza answers her first call of the afternoon. She's the training and outreach director at Samaritan South Coast.
Are you feeling suicidal today?
Kinda.
Okay, all right.
Samaritans covers the 24/7 lifeline in Massachusetts for Bristol and Suffolk counties. When a caller dials the crisis line, they can select an option for Spanish speakers or veterans. They used to be able to press 3. That would send them to a crisis counselor who specialized in working with LGBTQ+ youth. But in July, that program ran out of funding, and the Trump administration decided not to allocate more. For Rizza, that was heartbreaking.
It wasn't shocking to me that that happened, but it was very sad. It's a population that really needs a lot of support, and to take that away from them and single them out, it was pretty devastating.
Samaritan's crisis counselors were already required to go through a rigorous 40-hour training regimen.
Okay. So this is mandatory, and there is a quiz at the end of it.
Now, Samaritan South Coast have added new intensive training modules from the Trevor Project, a nonprofit organization focused on suicide prevention for LGBTQ+ youth, to better equip counselors.
It went into Black LGBTQ, which we hadn't really explored before. It gave us a transgender and non-binary youth toolkit. So it definitely more of robust training in that area.
Mark Henson of the Trevor Project says his organization still operates a nationwide hotline for LGBTQ youth, but he acknowledges the weight that's been placed on local centers with this change.
It really is a question of how can these local centers, and it is always local grassroots people helping people who figure out a way to make it work, but it's a significant burden the Trump administration has put upon them.
Henson says that in response to the cut of Option 3, the Trevor Project has been trying to strengthen its relationship with local call centers across the nation. They have a new partnership with the state of California to train all 500 of its counselors in LGBTQ+ youth crisis care. Henson hopes that kind of collaboration will spread to other states.
Every single call is answered.
In Fall River, Samaritan's executive director, Darcy Lee, says they were already second in the state in terms of call volume, more than 18,000 calls last year.
We saw an increase in calls that week leading up to the closure of the Press 3 option and the week after.
In the entire last fiscal year, Samaritans answered 42 calls from LGBTQ youth. In less than 3 months since the closure of Option 3, they've already answered 25.
Having Press 3 available to them, it was the first time that they felt truly seen during a moment of crisis, and so its closure creates a serious gap in affirming accessible care, so we are filling that gap now.
In the meantime, Samaritan South Coast's Christine Rizza says local call centers want the public to know they're still answering the phones.
We really are trying to get the word out that, yes, you can still call us. You're still going to get that caring person on the other end all the time.
Rizza says she hasn't given up hope that eventually Congress and the Trump administration could restart Option 3. For the Publix Radio, I'm Paul C. Kelly Campos.